listening to Tassie and Carla's Moments on Faith FM. And we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook. And today, and for most of the rest of this week, we've got David Maxwell joining us. And we're looking at this week, following on from our previous episode where we were, I think it was titled Following Jesus Through, no, actually it was a Jesus in the Courtyard, wasn't it, last time?
That's right, Jason. And just in case our listeners are confused, this is David Lear's voice, not David
Did
Maxwell.
Did I say David Maxwell again? I'm terrible.
I think your listeners are saying, that's not David Maxwell's voice.
we'll have David Maxwell back in due course.
He's away at the moment.
He's away. Yes. But he'll be back soon. And then he'll be away again. So, yeah. Welcome, David Leo.
Thank you. It's definitely me.
I'm glad you corrected me. So, no, we've been talking about Jesus in the Courtyard. And this time we're going to be, for four episodes here, talking about Jesus in the holy place. So just want to remind our listeners, we do have a show number 0488 880 891. You can still text us in. The number is still monitored. And even though these are short programs, we've got a free book offer as well that you can text in. Maybe you've got some questions or you'd like to give us some feedback. We'd love to hear from you. So do text us in on 0488 880 891. Our free book offer this week is following on from our book offer last week, because really there is no better book offer for this topic. That it's called It's All About Him. Mm. So if you didn't claim it last week, you can claim it this week.
I'm hoping it's relevant, because I haven't read it myself. I have heard the preacher. You have too, haven't you, Jason?
I've heard him. He came, he's a writer. And spent a week with us. That's right. Last year.
So. That's right. So I think it would be incredibly relevant to what we're discussing as well.
He's an excellent speaker.
Yeah. And I would encourage you, what we're talking about, this ancient building, sanctuary, which is in the Bible, go listen to our previous episodes just to get some background. It is incredibly interesting, insightful, and which is why I like to talk about it. But it definitely gives us a great insight into what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, who we've heard so much about. And so that's something I'd encourage you to do.
So just setting the scene a bit, we have this sanctuary, this building, although in the wilderness where the Israelites were, it was a portable building.
Yeah.
There was a curtain that separated the people from the building.
Yes.
That was sort of like the outer curtain.
Yep.
And we talked about going through the entrance or the door.
That's right.
And we talked
the
about
the courtyard.
Yeah, yeah, into the courtyard where there was an altar, and there was a big bowl called the laver
of water.
Yeah. Yep. And then we've got a center, a little, almost like a separate little building.
Yeah.
Again, another curtain, because all of the walls were made of these curtains, weren't they?
Yeah, it's funny, as you're talking, I'm actually thinking in Tasmania right now, in Hobart, there's a festival on called Taste of Summer.
Taste of Summer, yeah. It used to be called the Taste of Tasmania, yeah.
All right. And, when you drive past, you can see a whole heap of people walking around, but there's this one building, which I know from looking at photos, that's where all the stalls are and everything, you know.
Well, there are some in tents outside as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't spotted that, but...
But they have this sort of temporary fencing around the outside.
Yeah, so, yeah, I suppose I'm getting the listeners to think of, well, if anyone's in Sydney or Melbourne, man, those festivities are something else. Mm. You know, it's it really is like a something that is daily practiced. And, you know, I haven't been to fireworks, New Year's Eve fireworks, for a long time, but I have a 13-year-old daughter who very much, you know, she wants us to, you know.
Did you go down to the fireworks?
I did. Yeah. I did. I would went at midnight. You know, I was like, man, I'm awake at midnight.
I just step onto my balcony and I see them.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, no, my daughter wanted to be there. She said, I want to be ground where the, you know, the mix of it. Yeah.
I thought about going this year to be up close. I've only been into Hobart once.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I was glad, you know, and all your, you know, she's, my daughter's challenging us. She likes the celebrations. She likes the Christmas celebrations, the New Year celebrations. She wants to, I'm taking her to the Taste of Tasmania this afternoon. Mm. And, you know, Well, what she's doing, in I suppose, is wanting to engage all her senses. You know, that's why she said, "No, I don't want to go to Rosny to watch the fireworks from
she
there.
She wants to be in the action.
I want to be in the mix of it." Yeah. You know, and my mind just went back to celebrating in Brisbane. You know, in my younger days, and even when I was younger, it was shoulder to shoulder. It was hot. It was great, the display, the jet planes and everything. But I was like, man, is it really worth it? Are the rewards really worth it?
I know for me, I've been to the Sydney fireworks twice, and it gets extremely crowded.
Right.
And you said shoulder to shoulder there. Well, I actually got to the point where I was, you know, becoming a bit anxious because of the number of people pressing in and trying to get to places.
Yeah, pressing, And when my daughter said, "Dad, can we please go to the," I was like, "Oh man," my mind went straight back to, but you know, in Hobart, this is the place to be.
Much more relaxed.
This is the place to be when you're celebrating New Year's. I was like, I'm wearing a jacket because, you know, it wasn't hot and you could move around. When everyone left, you weren't walking little steps. You're taking proper walking strides. Like, this is fantastic. And the sanctuary is all about having all our senses engaged. This is the incredible thing. So you talked about the furnishings outside the courtyard. We talked about how this is engaging, you know, because you have to go inside. You're accepting an invitation. You know, the Bible says this is what it's about. It's not about appeasing a God. It's about God saying, "I want to be one with you. Will you come to my house? You know, will you join me in my house? I invite you." And you say yes. So going to the courtyard, you've accepted, yes, I'm willing to engage. Going into the tent that you talked about in the middle of this courtyard.
And there were specific guidelines as to how to come, wasn't there?
Correct, yes.
It's a bit like, you know, with Cain and Abel.
They were both
carrying out their offerings, but one was accepted and one wasn't. So God did have specific guidelines as to how people were to come.
Yeah, how to approach, you know, how to engage in relationships. Especially we can call it expectations, right? And so in the holy place, which is different, the person that brings the sacrifice never sees what happens inside the holy place.
No.
This is for Aaron, the high priest, and his sons. They're the ones that do all the ministry inside the holy place. But we do know from scripture that there are some furnishings in there. And there are three things. There's there's a table of
bread. That's got 12 loaves in it.
Yeah. And in case somebody's thinking, "Oh yeah, like the bread that we buy from the store." No, that doesn't quite look like that. It's like flat Lebanese bread.
Most likely flat bread. It doesn't actually describe it.
No.
As to how that bread is made, but we're making an assumption, aren't we, that it's the unleavened bread.
We are assuming that. Yeah, we haven't got no scriptural evidence for that, but there is scriptural backing because it says that the yeast that puffs it up represents sin in the New Testament, so that's why we make the assumption. But there's a table of bread, and it's in two stacks of six, so there's 12 pieces of bread, which is changed every Sabbath. And then there's a lampstand with seven candlesticks. And this lampstand stays alight all the time and never, ever goes out. You know, the idea is to keep this lampstand going. And it's the only source of light in the sanctuary, right? So without this candlestick, that's a dark room inside this tent. And the last part is the prayer of incense. So there's an altar that is just there's a curtain that separates makes this tent into two sections, and just before the curtain there's an altar with certain spices and herbs, and it gives off a smell, and this is called the altar of incense, which represents prayer. This is where prayer is represented. And in those three items, we get three elements of the core of communication when it comes to relationships. And so the first thing is, in relationships, it's important to listen. It's important to absorb what the other person is saying, what their expectations are, as we mentioned before. And the bread of life represents this. In fact, we'll get into more detail later on, but you know, even Jesus, he says, "I'm the bread of life," and says to take part in communion and say that the bread symbolizes his flesh, as we're partaking in Jesus' flesh becoming a part of ours. So it's absorbing who the other person is and taking on Jesus. So that's the first part. When it comes to receiving somebody else, we've got to listen, we've got to spend time figuring out what they're about. The lampstand is about sharing. That's another very important part of communication, is sharing to others who this person is. And the altar of incense, that's about speaking, sharing what's on your mind for the other person to absorb what's going through your head, what you're experiencing, things like that. So those are three elements that are really important in communication, and we're going to break that down as we get into what each furnishing represents as far as Jesus is concerned.
Mm. Awesome. It's interesting that in the Bible there were seven candlesticks on that that candle, and it mentions that in Revelation as well. It talks about the candlestick in, I think it's Revelation chapter 1, where it mentions
Jesus. Yeah, you're right.
But the Jews actually have nine candles on their Hanukkah. They've got some extra ones. I'd like to do a bit more study on that, understand it a bit more. So, we haven't written down a question for this week, but I'll let you think of one while we do our little book offer promo.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
So our book offer this week is the It's All About Him by Lee Vendon. After Jesus, everything else is hardly worth talking about. This book will move you beyond religious theory into a deeper walk with God. Lee Vendon explains in simple terms how to make friends with Jesus using a blend of stories, parables, and plain teaching. He explains how to surrender your will, how to be converted daily, and how to experience Christ's transforming power. Jesus will meet your every need and fulfill your deepest heart longings. It's not what you do that counts or what you know. It's whom you know. That's our book offer. Do text us in, TEM for Tassie Encounters Moments, 08 to 0488880891. For that book offer. Did you think of a question, David? Yes.
Who's the best communicator that you know of and why?
Awesome. Who's the best communicator and why? We'd love to hear from you. Text us in. We can share your answers on our Friday program. So we'd love to hear from you this week. As we go out today, this is a beautiful song. It's by Matt and Josie Minicus. It's called Take Me Past. It's looking at a journey through the sanctuary. May you encounter Jesus more today and each day.
Take me past the outer court, into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. Take the coat. Me past the outer court, into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. kiss my lips, oh here I am. Take the cold, cleanse my lips, oh here I am.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.